Hey guys, this is The Path of Del Toro. In this second episode, I will talk about my favorite Guillermo del Toro movie, Mama. If you haven't seen the episode already, it's up and ready for your viewing pleasure. The episode is about Guillermo del Toro, so if you're interested, please watch it. Anyway, back to Mama. Mama is about a ghost who adopts these two girls that were abandoned in the woods by their dad. Mama takes care of the two girls, Lily and Victoria, until their uncle Lucas tries to take them. Mama does not like that, so for the rest of the film, they're trying to get rid of Mama to get the girls. I love this movie because of the story and the visuals and everything, but I have a special place in my heart for this movie because it was the first horror movie I watched in theaters. It's funny because I ended up watching the movie 3 times in theater because I couldn't get enough of it. If you're still listening to this episode and have not seen the movie, then what are you doing with your life? Go watch the movie. It's great. I'm going to get into spoilers, so if you're still here, you've been warned. But who knows, maybe you're like me and actually like spoilers, and this will help you watch the movie. Okay, you've been warned. I love the story that she had a baby and they both died, and now she found kids and adopted them. Annabelle is great too, because she gave up her dream of being in a band to take care of these girls. Like, she's a real ride or die, which I can respect. Lucas was just gone the whole film, being paralyzed or whatever, just slacking. It's funny, because every time I watch the movie in theaters, everybody gasped that Mama threw her baby for Lily. The whole end of the film, Annabelle was trying to give Mama her baby in exchange for Lily and Victoria as, like, closure. There were things that I didn't like about the movie, I won't lie. Like, for example, when Aunt Jean was possessed, but not really the possessed part. Mama became a hair monster and was, like, crawling on the ground. It was gross and not appealing in any way, and that's the only thing they could have came up with. I wish they would have expanded on the hole-in-the-wall scenes with the moss, or maybe just had more of those scenes. I love that opener, though. Can we talk about that for a second? Jeff just murdered his wife, Lily and Victoria's mom, and is taking them somewhere we don't know where. He is going to the mountain, and you can see the wheels spinning out of control from the snow. Cut to after they slide off the mountain and find Mama's house. Victoria literally says Mama is there and that she can see Mama. Wouldn't you listen to your kid if they said that they saw someone inside? You are running away from a murder which you committed. Wouldn't you want to stay hidden from people? If you guys watch it, you'll have to tell me what you think about it. If you guys have an Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter, you should follow me at The Path of Del Toro for more updates on Guillermo del Toro, his movies, and more. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Stay tuned to the next episode where I talk about Pan's Labyrinth. I hope you guys have a great day and stay safe out there. Bye!